Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's Breslow talking the talk about a month ago. How's the walk going? Not great. Not great. He's definitely... He writes some checks. Let's just say his moves can't cash.
Sure, I'd say so. I feel like if he hasn't learned anything from this today's debacle, that maybe less is more. Maybe less is more.
Oh, verbally?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Stop talking.
Yeah, stop talking.
Just do stuff.
Zip, 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 zip.
People like to judge actions more than words anyway. So
your word is alignment.
We couldn't find alignment. We couldn't find alignment.
You failed to reach alignment.
Alignment is the new synergy.
Yeah, no. It's payment. Just pay people. Pay people the money that they deserve, that the market was set at. It became clear, Ted, $150 million
that was
plus
it.
Or minus, right?
Yep.
$5 million is what?
Yeah, give or take $5 million.
Boom. That's the market. For an aggressive team like the Boston Red Sox that's targeting bats, that has money, that traded away a $30 million contract, that saw another $40 million contract opt out. So why are they not able to write that check and bring Pete Alonso to Boston? Is there a legitimate, this is a serious question, not a rhetorical one.
No.
Is there a legitimate reason?
No.
Yes.
No.
There is. I mean, their legitimate reason, I'm going to go ahead and guess. Their legitimate reason is that they don't value the player at what the market dictated. They don't believe he is a $31 million a year player for 5 years, and therefore they're refusing to break principle, which would make me want to drive a truck over my own head.
Do you think every Dodger front office person, when they sign a guy to a big deal, thinks that's exactly what that player is worth? Or do they say,
nope,
he's worth a lot less, but we still need him?
Right.
To get our team over to the hump and where we want to go.
Absolutely.
The Dodgers like winning, though.
You're going to have to, as Lou says, get uncomfortable and overpay guys and pay over what you think their value is.
I also don't really, to me, in this day and age where there's $200, $300, $400 million contracts, $150 million
seems
doesn't
like
feel crazy.
It's a drop in the bucket
seems
compared
like
to what people are going.
They
kidding
gave
me?
Story 6 and 120. 5 years ago, right? Or 4 years ago?
$6.40
So this is like a little bit of a premium on that, a little bit of inflation on that. That's not a massive deal. It's not that they're not signing the huge deals. Now they're not even signing the mid-level deals.
I can't stop thinking of, and so you say, Fitzy, what was your reason for them not spending?
They've done their math. And they're like, no, we just, we okay, can't so see pain just, in that.
Right. They make, how much money through sales and tickets, and then how much money that they earn do they put back into the team?
42%, I believe the number was.
Which ranks them where?
23rd.
So there
you go.
To me, that's the most damning number out there.
as the texter said, are we 23rd in ticket prices? Are we 23rd in beer prices? Are we 23rd in parking prices? Are we 23rd in what it costs a family to go to a game? Mm-hmm. Is that 23rd?
No, it's like one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny how that works. So we're 23rd in putting money from revenue toward payroll, but we're first in charging you to watch a mediocre baseball team.
Does
or
that add up? Not really.
No, it doesn't really work. 617-779-7937. I like this subject line, too. Dave in Boston says, very simply, tired of this team. What's up, Dave?
I get 2 points. First off, it's so cheap. I'm trying not to swear here.
Thank you.
All they had to do was sign this guy. You telling me they can't come up with 150? All we needed was a right-handed bat in the middle of the lineup. Mm-hmm. He plays adequate first base.
Mm-hmm.
Sign the stupid guy. And they're so cheap, it's embarrassing. I'm distraught right now. Second point I wanted to make, what is going on with all of our hurt pitches? Is it something with our training staff, the pitching coach? Are these guys just soft? Why is, like, we had, like, what, 8 guys out for the year last year? What's going on there?
Thanks for the call, Dave. So, first of all, pitchers get hurt. Dan Ball, is that the safest high level? Every pitcher gets hurt at some point in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, when you're trying to throw 97, 98, 99, 100 every single pitch, Tommy John is almost a certainty. And it also wears down your elbow exponentially when you throw more breaking balls. So the fact that the Red Sox emphasize sliders, sweepers, curveballs, all that kind of stuff, that does get you hurt faster than if you're emphasizing a fastball.
They started throwing fastballs like 3 months into the season. And it started working.
Yeah, it did. Remember it started to work out better. Absolutely.
See how that worked out.
The other thing is, some of the pitchers that they bring in at value because they've already had arm issues, or they rehab for the team. They pay for a guy to rehab for a year and then give him a chance. Like, so some of it is the type of guys. Well, again, when you're not shopping top shelf, when you're going a couple shelves down, it's like, they got a gently used right arm here that's had Tommy John a couple times.
We'll take him.
Yeah, exactly. You know why?
Please.
Because instead of $30 million, he's $15 million, and you're paying half as much.
Man.
But I said to these, Sandoval and...
Scared him.
And who's the other one? The pitcher reliever. Sandoval and who? Yeah. The guy from the Dodgers.
David Price.
No, the guy from the Giants.
Yeah, I mean the Giants. Yeah, Dan Ball, can you give me Hicks?
Jordan Hicks.
Hicks and Sandoval make over $25 million a year. That's like 12 and 12, not a ton of money, except they don't pitch. They don't do anything for you, and they're costing
you give up home runs.
10% of your payroll, basically, and you can't go out and spend $31 million on Pete Alonso. This team is infuriating at times.
Well, I can't get over Rafael Devers. What was he making when they traded
$30 million a year.
Yeah, so they had money earmarked for that contract. Now what are you going to do with that money? You're saying that you don't have any more?
Yeah, Dan Ball wants me to bring up extensions and the crochet kicking in and the Anthony kicking in. Okay, that's fine. They're good players. I don't find a way to spend the money. I don't want to hear about the second tier of the CBT. Yeah. It's like the stupid second apron that I have to hear about with the Celtics and why they had to get rid of everybody.
It's like those teams in LA, the Dodgers, the Rams, they just keep spending money and you go, how do they do it?
Right.
Like the salary cap. How can the Rams be so good with the salary cap?
They blank them ways. Picks.
Yeah.
Yes. It's just they're supposed to be the Boston effing Red Sox, like the marquee, big market, win at all cost. And now it's like win at our cost. Not at all. We changed the word. It's win at our cost, what we want to pay. 617-779-7937. Let's go to John in Rhode Island. What's up, John?
Oh, my God. You guys are killing me with this. I mean, if we... Who did we lose? If we re-sign Bregman, right?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Who did we lose from last year's team, which was an exciting team?
Giolito.
Which did make the playoffs. Traditionally, I mean, you gentlemen are very bright. You know the Red Sox talk a big game and swing a small stick. All right? Everybody's over here like crying, oh, you didn't get this guy, we didn't get the... Name me an offseason in the last 25 years that everybody was all hyped up about. We were going to get X, and it happened at the Red Sox. We busted Big Poppy's chops, right? We busted everybody's. We've been busting chops. I mean, we should just have a pig farm.
All right, thanks for the call, John. Dan Ball, I saw the hand raised. Dan Ball has a reaction.
What kind of mindset is that? Does anybody look at the Red Sox coming out of 2025 and think that group was good enough to win a World Series?
No, six runs in the versus the Yankees.
Everybody around you is getting better. You were barely worthy of being on the same field as the Yankees in the wild card last year. You've done nothing, and everybody around you is getting better. But we're supposed to sit here and be, you know what? They're good. Everybody's fine. What? What is that? He's got to be in, I would imagine, the drastic minority with that.
But also, what is he talking about in the last 25 years? I mean, when they went out and got Carl Crawford, Edgar Renter, a lot of these didn't work. David Price, like, they went out and signed a boatload of guys in the last quarter century. Now, I would say
JD Martinez.
Yeah, and now in the last few years, it's obviously changed. That's why the Bregman thing resonated. That was a big money contract when they signed him late in the process.
Yeah, I think the caller's name was John. Even if you bring everybody back from last year's team, it's still not enough.
That's not good enough. You lost in the wild card round, first of all. You were on the road in the wild card round, and you're watching the Orioles just added Alonso. The Orioles are spending. The Orioles are a good young team that had a bad year. The Blue Jays went to the World Series and said, you know what? We need a Dylan Cease. We're going to go get that. They're still connected, if you believe reports, to Kyle Tucker, who might be the premier free agent on the market.
Ooh, the Blue Jays?
Blue Jays and the Dodgers are both connected to Kyle Tucker. Apparently the two teams that played in the World Series were like, this is cool. Let's try to do it again. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to go to the World Series. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Jim in Weymouth. What's up, Jim?
How we doing, boys?
Good. Not great.
You know, I'm not even mad because I'm not surprised for one second. There's no way I thought they were getting Schwarber or Alonso. Breslow is being handcuffed by ownership. It's that simple.
All right, thanks for the call, Jim.
That's a good way to look at it. Just, hey, don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe every time like you do. Go ahead, play kick it. Come on, let's go. That's you, Bubba.
Okay, so let's...
That's you, Gullible Andy.
Let's accept that it is ownership. So then, if that's true, Breslow needs to do a better job with the front-facing part of his job. The words and what he sets us up for, what he prepares us for. Like, he needs to be better in that role, right? If that's his role?
I couldn't believe how direct he was.
Unreal.
And how clear his vision was for this offseason.
Is it possible that he gets mixed messages from Henry?
Anything's possible with billionaires and people and money.
John, you kind of hung me out to dry when
and
you
John
said
probably
were going to be aggressive.
Smokes his cigar.
That was so funny.
Nice job, Brez.
But isn't he known to do that?
And then
scapegoating the GMs?
Well, but he does that in more of a big picture sense. You know, 3 years here, then switch to this, 3 years there. I mean, I find it hard to believe they lose in the wild card. He tells Breslow, listen, we're going to spend. We're going to go get a bat. We're going to do what you need to do to get me a number two starter and a couple bats. And then Breslow goes, well, it's going to cost $150 million for Alonso. And John Henry goes, whoa, I didn't know it was that expensive. Work our way down a little bit.
How about this one? Another quote from Breslow within the hour from Tim Healy. Quote, we came in looking to address some specific needs that I've talked about. As we get ready to leave here, Those needs still exist.
Yeah, you think?
So we've got to figure out a way to fill them, end quote.
He sounds like a broken man. Those we're going to go back like to that, Boston and figure it out.
We came here to do a job. We didn't do it, so we're going to go home and try to figure out how to do that job.
He sounds like a little bit of a broken man.
You got sent to the grocery store. You saw what the prices were, and you're like, well, I guess we have to make dinner with what we got at home.
And,
you're like,
and you know your wife's going to kick
your
ass.
How am I going to make steak with no red meat? Well, we'll have to figure it out.
Figure it out.
Cue the peanuts
beans,
music.
Mush the beans up and make them into little patties that look...
There you go. So many people.
How am I going to make pasta with no pasta?
Don't fall for it.
No lasagna for you.
I'm not falling for it anymore, Ted. And I'm going to ask you as a friend. I'm going to ask you as a friend and a coworker. Don't let me fall for it anymore.
Okay, good. I will make sure. I will hold you back from your own.
No, don't. It's more fun.
Because I'm just so optimistic, and I see life in just an eyes wide open kind of way.
Little gullible Andy. Yeah.
So sad when you get on this end of it. And the worst part is, I actually thought there was a chance I'd have to feel this. But I thought maybe I'd have to wait until like January to feel this. Resignation has set in on December 10th. Like we had that one. I'm already giving up on this team. I kind of feel like I'm resigned to they're not going to be anywhere near as good as I thought they were going to be 2 weeks ago.
I would just tell you there's evidence that would suggest that you were probably going out on a limb that wasn't going to support you. I mean, there's not a lot of evidence that would suggest this team was going to spend big money in this offseason.
No, it was more words than evidence.
Okay.
I screwed up. I listened to him. I believed him. So it's like exciting. Suck, 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 suck. Let's go back to the phone lines. Keith in New Hampshire. What's up, Keith?
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
Good.
How are you?
Terrible.
Ooh, sorry. Sorry. Hey.
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 Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry about that.
All right, this isn't going
No need to apologize. You were fine. Well, we heard you.
What do we got, Keith?
All right, sorry, Keith. I got to let you go. I don't know. That was a weird echo. Yes, Dan Ball?
Can I translate for him?
Sure.
He said that he is a season ticket holder, and he wants fans to band together and boycott concessions and prices and everything else involved with the Red Sox.
Okay. Oh, my God. Every year since I've been down here, it's the same thing.
Do you not feel like time is a flat circle now, Stiz?
Oh, my Lord.
Can you get the visiting fans to do the same thing? That would help too.
You know what this feels like? It feels like your union. Like, we all know that the players in the NFL are getting screwed, and everybody knows there's probably an avenue to try to figure it out, but no one can figure out how to get everybody on the same page to figure it out.
Exactly.
Red Sox fans are like you NFL players. You're getting screwed in the end.
It's amazing. All this technology, you think it'd be simpler to get everybody unified.
Yes.
It's harder now.
No, it's hard. And as you said, with Dodgers fans flocking in and Mets fans flocking in and Orioles fans coming to see. How many times Pete Alonso going to come to Fenway Park this year?
Seven.
Seven times. Well, we got those seven games. We'll see Pete Alonso.
I'll be rooting for him to hit a home run in all seven games.
All right. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we might squeeze in a couple more of your phone calls. And then we have some audio from Ed Orgeron, the former coach of LSU. It's one of the funniest things you'll ever hear, partially because of his voice, partially because of the honesty with which he brings to the college football NIL landscape. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.